Jersey Joe, what's going on this morning? How is Jersey this morning, by the way?
It's 52 and sunny here. 52 and sunny here in Jersey.
52. Well, we're 43, but going to be low 60s today, so kind of the same as you.
All right. I get a call from my wife in a panic. She had turned on the faucets in our jacuzzi tub in the master bedroom, and then she couldn't get the water to shut off, and it was filling faster than the drain could drain it.
Ah.
And she had no idea. She had no idea how to shut the water off.
Okay.
And I'm 40 minutes away, so I grab the cordless phone. I had to walk her through where to go in the basement, what pipe to look at, which valve to turn, and it suddenly dawned on me: had she not been able to reach me, what a catastrophe we would have had. So my suggestion to those guys out there, spouse, girlfriend, whoever you happen to be living with, teach your wife where the water shutoff valve in your house is. And John, does your wife know where the water shutoff valve in your house is?
Yeah, and luckily I have a great house with where the fellow that owned it before me, his brother was a plumber, Joe, so mine was even done conveniently to where I've even got a little closet where it comes from the crawl space up into the bottom of a closet and then back down and out, and there's a nice little shutoff so I don't even have to get in the crawl space to do it. So somebody was really thinking on that side. Which, by the way, for all of you listening, that would be, Joe, I will tell you right now, if I had to pay again to do that, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you know, I had that in my house in Colorado here that I wasn't so lucky. I kind of, you know, just bought, it came with what I bought.
Right.
But again, how many guys have taught their wife where the water? Well, let me ask you this. How many guys do you think even know where their water shut off?
Oh, very few. Very, very few, Joe. And a lot of times, as you know, they're in modern houses where they're in a track home development or so on. It may be in a closet, behind a closet, behind a door, depending upon who built the basement out. I mean, that's one of those things where you should probably know that from the minute you move in, just in case.
Yeah, so that's my suggestion for you guys out there who don't know where it is.
Great idea.
Before you need it, figure it out. And for those guys who know where it is, or after you figure out where it is, show your wife, because if you're on, because I had been out shooting, I was out in a trap range, I had my ear protection on, and this happened right after I got done shooting, but for an hour and a half, I was incommunicado. I mean,
right.
You know, I couldn't have heard my phone ring.
Right.
So, or if I'd been on an airplane someplace, you know,
exactly.
We'd have had a flood in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
So
really quick, what ended up being the problem?
She had to, well, again, we had bought this house. Apparently the screw that held the knob onto the stem had come loose and popped off. So the knob wasn't...
It was just spinning. It wasn't actually connecting anything at that point.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So that was an easy fix once I got home. But the fact that she didn't know where the shutoff was, it never dawned on me that she didn't know and didn't know how to find it. So
interesting. Yeah, good one.
So that's my tip. Find out where your shutoff valve is, and after you find it, show your wife where it is in case she needs to shut the water off when you're not there.
Another suggestion to some of you that have older homes, most new homes, Joe, are done with a ball valve. And again, that was one of the upgrades somebody did on mine. But I've got two shutoffs, and one of them is just, which probably hasn't been shut off in a long, long time, is just the old gate valve that was probably put in when the house was built back in the 70s, because that's about all they did back then. But again, if it were me, I would figure out a way to upgrade some of those things and make that easily shut offable. Let's just say it that way.
Right. And on that subject, John, anybody who's living in the city, one of the first things my wife noticed when we moved in, because we had been on a private well 750 feet down, our water was crystal clear and cold.
Yep.
And we get here, the first thing she noticed whenever she'd boil a pot of water or take a shower was the chlorine smell from the city water.
Yep.
And the way we fixed that is I put a large capacity charcoal filter in. When I say large capacity, it's 1-inch inlet, 1-inch outlet, 2-foot-high cartridge, because some of these small filtration systems, if you've got a sprinkler system, will choke the water down to like 7 GPM.
True.
And this is full flow. And when they put them in, I had them put ball valves in. You know, it was all
right.
Plastic pipe.
Right.
Plastic pipe, quarter turn ball valves in and out of the filter with a bypass.
Nice.
So one of the things I had her do was just go right down to the filter and turn the two ball valves, rather than do the main shutoff.
Yep, no, that's perfect. Good idea.
Yeah, and but again, if you've got a chlorine smell, and you know, when you boil water or take a hot shower, those high capacity, and they're good for, I change the filter twice a year, every 6 months, And you can tell, my wife says, you need to change the filter because she's like boiling water for spaghetti, and she'll smell the chlorine. And she'll say, oh, time to change. And they do a great, great job.
Makes sense. So, somebody else texted in, and this is also good to know, and Joe, you would agree with this. If you're on a well, like Joe just said a moment ago as well, also know where is your well breaker. In other words, how do you shut your well pump off if needed? Have you showed your family members that also?
Yep, good idea, because you don't want that well pump to run continuously.
Correct. So those of you listening that are on that end of things as well, live in the country like Joe where you've got a well, where is your well pump shut off just in case something were to go awry? Does everybody there know how to shut that off?
And going the other way, John, if expansion tanks, as we both know, have a inflatable bladder, which is supposed to give you
some charge
in a dead zone. And if that bladder goes dead, every time you pour a glass of water or flush your toilet, your well pump's going to kick on. And if that well pump is kicking on every time you flush a toilet, you're going to burn out your well pump.
Good pump. Good point. Good point.
So, if you haven't ever checked the pressure in your inflatable tank, or if it's kicking on every time you flush a toilet, you probably need to put there's a little Schrader valve on the top of your expansion tank, and you probably need to put some air. Now, they can go bad, too, in which case you can't pump it up.
Correct.
But I just have to top mine off about once a year because they do, they are permeable and they will,
sure.
They will lose pressure.
It's a bladder. So, yeah, good point.
Time.
Yeah, great point.
It's a rubber bladder. It will lose pressure. And if you haven't put any air in it in the past 2 years, it's time.
And that's where those little compressors, and I know you went and got one as well, that's where those little compressors come in really handy, Joe. You just put those on there, tell it what pressure you want it to be at, and off you go.
Yeah, $24 on sale. I already had the battery. $24 on sale.
Nice.
Got a 12-inch hose and a digital readout.
Yep, they're nice.
So you don't have to stop and check it with a pressure gauge. Just hold the trigger till it's where you want it to be.
The Milwaukee ones are even more automated than that. The Milwaukee ones and some of you have bought some of those and know what I mean. They literally, you set the pressure, hit a button, and walk away, Joe.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Okay, well, I bought the cheap one, just the trigger.
That's all right. They work too. But the Milwaukee ones, and I don't know about some of the other brands, but you can actually say, I want the tire pressure or whatever you want, in this case a bladder, but I want it to be at, 30.5 PSI or whatever you want it to be. And you hit and every tire, by the way, will be the same. You'd hit the start button at that point and walk away, and it'll set it to that.
Yeah, and I believe Ryobi had another, like, $114 model.
That one probably will do that.
Yeah. But I just wanted something to pump.
No, that's perfect. Good idea. Good job.
And bicycle tires. Anyway.
All right, Joe. Appreciate you, man. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather back there. We've got basically the same here. To all of you that are out doing things, enjoy as well. Mark and Wiggins, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Sorry, I'm trying to finish my first cup of coffee.
Yeah, you're right. No worries.
I heard Joe talking about the filter system, which I also have a similar system with a primary filter, a secondary carbon filter. I didn't really think to put a bypass. I have to shut the whole house off.
The bypass thing's a great idea, by the way.
Yeah, I missed that part. But anyway, so I'm one of the few that teach my wife how to find the valve, shut it off. But I took a step farther, and for things like that, I've actually taken her phone and made videos on how to do this.
Good idea.
Forgot and needed to check it, and hey, Mark made a video. Let's check that video.
Great idea.
So I've done that for that set. I've also done the same thing for like our backup generator process, how to go through that process and things like that. So if I'm not here, she can also follow through on the video and then go ahead and get everything running. So just the suggestion as guys.
No, that's a great idea, Mark. And I like the whole video thing because that really then there's no. There's no questions as to what's going on at that point.
Right, because in the heat of the moment, communications can get slipped. If you're upset or frustrated, you you can't think straight or whatever because you're panicking about the flooding issue. If you could just see something real quick and be like, oh, yep, that's where it is. That's what we do. Boom, done. You're done in seconds.
Exactly.